Welcome to episode 402 of the 2-Minute Takeaway Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Ockel. Well, there will always be challenges at work. Does frustration make you lose focus? This happens when a problem overwhelms you, changes your mood, and produces poor decisions. I'm reminded of a story from an executive assistant. She told me her boss, who, while very successful, would often let little problems frustrate him to unexpected levels. Once he called me in and said we needed to buy a new TV for his office because the remote control no longer worked, she said. It turned out the TV was fine and the remote just needed some new batteries. "So, did you change the batteries?" I asked. "No, he insisted on a new TV, even though the old one was less than a year old," she said. Any problem that involved some frustration always produced a massive reaction. In this case, the CEO solved a $2 problem by spending hundreds on a new TV. While he has every right to make these decisions, they may not serve him well in the long run. And how much time and energy did he waste on a relatively small problem? With that in mind, here are some tips designed to make sure when you experience frustration, you don't lose focus. Wait before reacting. Whether it's hormones or habits, it can be easy to make an immediate judgment about a frustrating situation. I have found it to be very useful to take a break, do something else, and then return to the challenge. Time can give you perspective. While I've spoken out against ignoring problems, taking some time to consider your options before making a decision can prevent mistakes. Don't let emotion drive you to a costly outcome. This skill does require practice, as today's world seems to demand instant reaction, but careful deliberation will serve you well. Next, don't lose focus with clear requests. Sometimes the source of frustration isn't a piece of technology, but a person. Someone isn't doing something the way you want, and it's causing you problems. It's possible you may play a role in this scenario, because while you say that you want something done a certain way, you don't say why you want it done that way. This gap gives people room to make assumptions or believe they're serving your needs by making changes to your process. Make sure your requests include that reason why. It should result in higher compliance and provide backup should you need to hold someone accountable. Finally, get a buffer. Sometimes you will encounter a problem that you should not handle. It's either outside your expertise or doesn't fit your demeanor. In these cases, have someone who can serve as a buffer between you and the challenge. That person is in charge of fixing the problem or giving you options. For instance, "I'm not the best at database management. I understand the principles, but can quickly become bored or confused. Rather than get frustrated by a temperamental database project, I reach out to an expert and get help. By acknowledging my limitations, I avoid a lot of frustration and don't lose focus." Your time is a valuable resource. Preserve it for the things you do best. If you've enjoyed this presentation, then you might want to check out some other episodes of my podcast on my website, kenockel.com. While there, you can also find out more about my book, Stuck on Yellow, read some of my articles, and find out more about bringing me as a speaker to your next meeting. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Ken Ockel. Take care.